This is Sissy Bass bringing you Sissy Bass What's In. Now, the title of my podcast today is Don't Live By How You Feel. My scripture is from the book of Psalms, chapter 22, the verse of 8, and I read, "The Lord will command His loving kindness in the daytime, and in the night His song shall be with you." Now, we all have times when we wake up in the morning and feel down, feel depressed and sad. We don't feel very excited. But just because we feel those emotions doesn't mean we have to stay there and give in to them. We can shake it off and move forward in faith, relying on God's strength. Having to choose to rule over negative feelings is something every person has to deal with. Don't think you are alone if you feel this way. Turn to God and His hope. Don't think, if I just had more money, if I had a better job, if I had a different spouse, then it would be good, then I'll be in a good position, then I'll be happy, then I'll be joyful, then I'll be in a good mood. No, then I won't have to deal with these feelings. No, you may think that, but every person has to fight the temptation to just give in and live by how we feel. You have to fight every temptation. Don't just give in and live by how you feel. True joy is found only in God. When you take your eyes off of how you feel and your circumstances and place them on God's hands, your situation never remains the same. Sometimes the best thing we can do is to talk to ourselves and speak scripture over our lives. When you are tempted to be in a bad mood, go and look at yourself in the mirror and say to yourself, "Listen here, yourself, you need to cheer up. Get your joy back. Get your peace back. I'm not going to leave this day defeated. I'm not going to leave this day miserable. I'm not going to leave this day sad. I'm not going to leave this day depressed. I'm not going to leave this day scared." You have to stay on the offensive. Don't wait until you've been down for 3 days before you decide to do something about it. The moment you feel that discouragement trying to come on you, rise up and say, "No, I'm not going there." You wake up in the morning and feel the blast. You say, "Nope, that's not for me. This is going to be a good day. It's a day the Lord has made. I'm going to rejoice and be glad in it." When you wake up in the morning, command the morning. The Bible says in the book of Job, you need to command your morning. What do you want your day to be like? Speak what you want your day to be like and command whatever you want to work for you that day to work for you. Command your morning. Command your day. Do you know being in a sour mood because of your problem doesn't make it any better? It makes it worse. It puts more pressure on you. It makes you more miserable. A better approach is to say, "God, I'm turning this situation over to you. I'm not going to let it steal my joy. I'm not going to let it steal my peace. I know you are in control, God. And at the right time, I believe you will not only turn it around, but you will bring me out better rough than I was before." That's how we rule over negative feelings. It's simply a decision that we make every day where we have to dig our heels and decide that our feelings are not going to dictate what kind of day we are going to have. You can rule over your emotions and choose to be in a good mood in spite of how you feel. You can choose what kind of day you are going to have. You can choose how you're going to live your life. I know some of you may be in the natural, have a good reason to be down and discouraged, but don't allow yourself to go there. When you are stable in spite of what's come against you, that's one of the best ways to show God that you trust in Him. Decide not to live by how you feel. Go deeper than that and start living by what you know. You know God is in control. You know He's got a great plan for your life. You know His power is greater than any other power. When you wake up and those old negative, discouraging thoughts are failing and feelings come, shake them off. Shake them off out of your life. Be done with the roller coaster living. Be done with depression. Be done with sadness. Be done with fear. Don't give into your emotions and let them keep you from God's blessings and promotion. Start choosing to live each day in God's peace. Decide that you are going to have a great day. By doing so, you will see God work in your life in greater ways because your eyes are fixed towards Him instead of your situation, and you will live the life of victory He has in store for you. From today, Do not live by how you feel. Speak what you want to see. That's my favorite, one of my favorite statements. Speak what you want to see. Command your day every single day. When I wake up in the morning, I speak to the day and I say, day you're going to bring me favor. Day you're going to bring me joy. Day you're going to bring me good news. Day you're going to bring me testimonies, because I know that power is in my tongue. So from today, I encourage you, my brothers and sisters, don't live by how you feel. When you wake up in the morning and you don't feel okay, rise up, shake yourself up, and stand by the word of God and decree and declare that your day shall favor you in the name of Jesus. May God bless you all. Bye-bye.